Hello everyone. Good evening. Alan here from England. And this time, I'm speaking without a text again. It's always interesting for me to just speak without a text. Because this is how we speak normally when we speak with friends or with people we know or work with, and sometimes with my podcast. I like to do this because it makes it more natural. When you're speaking with a text, it's not quite the same as when you're speaking just from your head, if you like, speaking aloud as you would when you're speaking with friends and family. And of course, it means that you can hear when I pause, when I think about things a little more, and then when I decide to say something. And for those of you who are learning English, I think this makes it more interesting, maybe more difficult to understand, but also you can hear where I stop a bit and then start again. And that is how conversations go. When someone reads from a text, we just follow the words on the paper or on the computer screen, of course. But when you're speaking normally, you're thinking of the words in your head and then you say them. And of course, this cannot be continuous. It has to have some small stops and starts. And this, I think, demonstrates that it's useful when people are learning English and they can hear that a native speaker would also sometimes stop and think about what they're saying before they say something more. And I have people asking me quite often, how can they understand native speakers better? For instance, they may watch the news on TV or listen to the radio, and the speakers are very fast when they speak, and they don't always say things that the words are sometimes complicated. And I say to myself, well, you know, when we watch TV, watch the news, all the words are prepared before. They need to get as much information in as short a space of time as possible. And so they choose the words carefully and they say them rather fast. And I think this isn't a very good way for people learning English to improve their English. Of course, they can hear new words and things, but it may be a little off-putting to hear someone speak English very fast on TV. Other people have said to me that maybe I don't speak as fast as I do normally, because they are used to hearing teachers maybe speaking very fast. But I say not all English speakers, native speakers, speak quickly. Some people speak a little slower. And I don't think that my normal speed is very slow, but I do not think it is very fast either. So my advice to those of you who are listening to me speaking and wanting to improve your comprehension, your understanding, I say listen to this podcast a few times and listen to when I make my small pauses, when I start speaking again. And you can see very easily when I think about what I am saying and when I decide to say something that I've thought about. So I hope this podcast has been interesting for you, It's just me speaking, talking, chatting, without a text. See you next time. Excuse me. Bye for now.